got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, the last 48, 72 hours has been a whirlwind for the show, hasn't it?
You have never done so much work in your life, and I appreciate it.
And I agree. a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about essentially a 7-Eleven type store over in New Zealand.
Yeah, servo.
They made the news for selling a very specific pie. A lot of people were like, I want it, or what are you talking about? That doesn't sound like it should be in a pie.
Yeah.
It was a spaghetti bolognese meat pie.
And it sounded delicious, Tim.
Yeah. So you and I thought, like most good Australian things, let's steal it from New Zealand and say we did this. Got in touch with Sam from Routley's, and Sam, over the last week, has crafted us a spaghetti bolognese pie. Yesterday on the show, we got to taste it for the first time.
It was as good as you would think.
It was delicious.
Beautiful puff pastry that you know and love from Routley's. The spaghetti bolognese that was handcrafted and then topped with cheese.
Carby, yes. Delicious, though? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Sam and I also got to tell, because I've been working with Sam and some other people behind the scenes, that at the North Geelong store of Routley's, they had made just over 100, and people could go there starting 8 a.m. this morning to go and get them for free, completely free, just because they'd made them for us and they wanted to offer it to the people of Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Sam from Routley's joins us on the phone. We've spoken to you every day this week almost, Sam. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's becoming a regular affair.
I love it, Sam. I love it. There's no one I like talking to more.
Sam, it was great seeing you in the studio yesterday. It was fantastic eating your spaghetti bolognese pies. What we've been waiting for, essentially 24 hours on, not even 12 hours after you started offering them up for free at your North Geelong store. How have the spaghetti bolognese pies been received by Geelong?
They went really well. So people came, they listened, they heard. We didn't put any, flyers up or anything. And, the secret was out and they all went. So everyone had pretty good response.
I don't know if you just heard what Sam said.
We had none left by 2 p.m.
None left?
And yeah.
I know that they were flying out the door. So I was there about 11:30 and I know that there wasn't many left.
Did you go and get one?
I didn't grab one.
I thought they
were going to give me one and I said, no. I want everyone to have a chance to try these.
Wow.
The response online has been pretty good too, Tim.
Because we told people if you have it, and Sam, we were speaking about it yesterday, if you have it, we have a video and a photo on our K-Rock Facebook page, at K-Rock Geelong. We said, people, go there, tell us about it.
And Dean said it's seriously good. I rate it highly. Rach said it's yum. Another Rachel said I just ate one. They still have them for now, but they're very tasty and filling.
Right.
Highly recommend it. I can't believe that they're completely sold out.
Sam, are you a little bit shocked?
Well, they're not sold out. They're given away.
How are you feeling, Sam? Because we were speaking yesteray, before you left the studio, we were all saying, we just don't know how this was going to go.
No.
People were willing to go and try something completely new for the first time. Nowhere else in this country.
Mel said, interesting, my two favourite things put together.
Great. So, Sam,
we didn't know, was 10 people going to come? Was 50? Was 100? But, yeah, they're all gone. And we've had a chat behind the scenes. And I think we're going to have to roll them out so the rest of the Geelong and the Surf Coast can try them. So
wow,
they're on. We will. We're going to roll them out next week. So we'll order in all the ingredients and make them up Monday, Tuesday, and we'll get some. Or even to our wholesale customers, I believe.
Wow.
So hopefully you'll be able to get them far and wide.
So everyone
can have a go.
So it's
going to be
just
Tim and Jess's idea. Bowl pie.
Okay. Is it going to be still just available?
Stolen idea.
Yeah, stolen idea. Like any good thing from New Zealand.
That's right.
Is it going to be exclusively still the North Geelong store? Or are we going to see
I'll get to work and we'll get some flyers and we'll send them to all our stores.
Oh, my God.
And then we will launch them to our wholesale customers too.
That is
so someone tried
epic.
To order some over the phone today in the office. They're like, we've been listening. Can we get some of those spag bol pies?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to...
Do you know what I... Tim, do you smell that?
Money.
Yeah.
It smells like money, Sam. Going directly to your pocket, but we're happy we that
did,
we could...
We did speak about, that Nike contract with a Michael Jordan clause.
Well, Sam, we'll probably get in touch with you next week once they're ready to hit
Isn't
the shelves
Isn't it a regular spot for myself and you guys now?
Yeah.
Yeah, just hot pie chat every single week.
We'll come up next. We'll develop another pie in a few weeks' time.
We'll bring it to you.
We're always happy to help, Sam. Always happy to help.
Yeah. Steal someone else's idea and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll get on New Zealand's chat boards and see what else is going on. Sam from Routlees, thank you so much for your help this week. It's fantastic for you to we couldn't have literally done this without you. So thank you so much.
Nah, it's been a pleasure. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to not have a great weekend,
If you
Jess.
Did grab a spag bol pie and you haven't left a review yet, head to our Facebook page at K-Rock Geelong. I'm so excited.
It's going to be available at all the Routlees, wholesale people buying pies for their own cafes. You're going to be able to get it. Spaghetti bolognese pie for Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
You're welcome.
It's for you.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I hate to take aim at your fiancé, but caught up with him and yourself and some other friends for dinner last night. Mm-hmm. We were catching up. Haven't seen him in just over a week, so it's always good to catch up with your fiancé. Akshay, he's a great guy.
We see each other a lot, but I always love hanging out with your wife because I actually want to see her.
And look, you're great, but again, I feel like we like each other's partners potentially more than we like each other. And lead up to the wedding that I know, I'd like to talk about your wedding.
Thank you.
It's finally someone.
Some are calling it the wedding of the century.
All right. Someone is talking about themselves. the reason is your fiancé said he's doing something the day before the wedding. And I cannot believe the risk that he is taking.
I don't think it's a risk.
It's the cardinal sin the day before the wedding. It reminds me of doing this the day before your first day of school.
Okay.
He wants to get his hair cut the day before the wedding.
Yeah.
What a silly goose.
He's real. And there's so many more layers to this because he's really upset because his regular hairdresser.
We share the same barber, Ben. He's an absolute superstar.
Ben is getting married a week before us.
He's a bastard because I can't get my hair cut the week before your wedding either. Neither can your fiance.
So this means not only is he trusting someone he's never had a haircut with, he's doing that the day before our wedding.
So I thought you said you could defend him. It just sounds like you added on to what I'm saying of how much of a bad idea this is.
I was a bit nervous, but then he's found another barber, like a temporary barber, a temp barber that can do...
A cashy.
Yeah, a cashy on the side that can do the haircut the day before the wedding. And it wasn't a bad haircut. Like, Ben's a great hairdresser, don't get me wrong.
He's a barber, mate.
Sorry.
You're elevated to barbers when you do sick fades. I like...
But my fiancé really, like, he gets the same haircut, has gotten the same haircut ever since I met him. He usually gets it done, like, every 2 weeks because he likes the, like, real, like
short fade, like skin
very,
fade.
Like, yeah, it's literally not even, like, a number. It's just straight skin.
The thing, if anything, and I guess he must have got this from you. He came to me asking for advice. I gave it to him and he completely ignored me.
What do you
mean?
And
I was like, oh, it's like I'm talking to Jess all over again. He came to me weeks ago and he was like, oh, when did you get your haircut before your wedding? And I was like, oh, look, I remember booking. We got married on a Sunday and my barber said to me, we're not cutting it any later than the Thursday before that.
Really?
So if your wedding's on a Saturday, Wednesday is the drop dead date for your fiancé to get a haircut.
But then you're still a few days away.
No, because that's when it can grow.
My fiancé's hair is going to grow back.
Because it looked like, imagine, it's like the day before year seven, the first day of high school. You get a haircut and it's just too, sometimes for blokes, it can just be a bit too clean.
It's too fresh.
You need it to.
Can you be too fresh for a wedding?
You can. You can be too fresh.
I don't know about that.
522-329-55. Get in on this. Also, we still have time to be inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame.
Of course.
The winner gets $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe, Eat, Drink, Sport, specially the lead up to the Super Bowl this Monday.
We're announcing the winner today.
Yeah,
on
later
the show.
In the show. 522-329-55. Give us a call. Should you get a haircut the day before your wedding? It's just.
I don't see the issue in it.
Because you're a girl. Imagine you die. Okay. Same situation, but you dye and like completely change your hairstyle the day before the wedding. That's a bold
call. Well,
I'm
not dyeing it, but I am cutting it the day before the wedding.
Oh my God. Two idiots.
I think actually I'm
Is
getting
this a hillbilly wedding? Are you sure you're not related? You're both so silly. Oh, You just would never.
Fresh for the wedding.
There is such thing as too fresh.
Okay. So my sister got married on New Year's Eve, and the night before, all of the groomsmen came to my sister's place, and all the groomsmen got haircuts, including the groom.
I didn't want to say anything. I saw the photos. I could tell.
Yeah.
It looked too fresh.
What's that? There is no too fresh.
And especially because your fiance's barber that he's been going to for over a year now.
Yeah.
He's not available the week before the wedding. So he's going to a brand new barber, raw dogging it the night before the wedding. You'd almost other the other one the night before the wedding. I just think he could look like an uber noob the day
uber
of
noob.
Your wedding. He could.
Nah, there's nothing that makes that man look more attractive than a fresh cut. Mwah.
It'd look way more attractive 3 days in. I think if you're getting married on a Saturday, Wednesday is the absolute drop dead date. You should be getting a haircut. Speaking from someone who their barber exclusively told me the week before my wedding, he was like, no, we need to
You don't do six skin fades.
Yes, I do, my guy.
When do you do
my
a
guy.
Skin fade? My guy.
I go from a zero. I do. My wife says it makes my head look too pale. So trust me, I get it done. We were asking today, should you get a haircut the day before your wedding? I think it's just...
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Imagine you're walking down the aisle the first time you see what is going to be your new husband. And you're like, it is too fresh.
Too fresh.
It's too fresh.
Tim warned me.
Jace from Cario, what do you think? Can you get a haircut the day before your wedding?
Well, I'm as surprised as anybody to say that I agree with you, Tim. You can't leave it to the day before, and because what if someone buggers it up?
Right.
And then just take into account he's ruining your wedding photos.
So
remember, Jess,
what
it's
you're
your
is
day.
Get a nice hat.
Your day
just in case.
Will be ruined.
If you're
who cares about. Who cares about your fiance right now? We're talking about your day. The last thing we want to do is ruin your day by having a far too fresh haircut.
But it will also ruin my day if his hair is looking like garbage on the
but
day.
But it's not going to look like garbage. Like
You've got to give it, like Tim said, you've got to give it a few days to bed in.
He just got his haircut on Wednesday and it still looks all right today.
So essentially, tomorrow is what you're looking at tomorrow?
That's what it will look like
on
the day.
That's what it look like.
Okay, all right, I'll suss it.
Because worst case scenario, you walk down the aisle, he's wearing a Legionnaire hat, you know something's going
on. Yeah. Legionnaire hat means something's terrible. Going wrong.
Jace from Cryo, I know you like to call up and just exclusively side with Jess, so it must be this serious, Jess.
This must have hurt
if
you.
Jace from Cryo is doing it, so thank you very much for your call.
This is far, far beyond my opinion of Tim. Okay. This is your wedding we're talking about here, mate, so...
All right, well, I'm going to hang up on Jay. It was nice until then, so thank you very much. And if you're listening and your partner's thinking about doing this, don't, because it's naughty and it's bad and you'll look silly.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
What I'm about to talk about, I know for a fact this isn't the first instance of this happening to somebody, but it's the first time it happened to me. And it's all you can really do is laugh at the end of the day because it's not really that serious. But I've spoken a lot about it over the last 6 months. I have a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
His name is Jack. So my wife and I, that's literally all we do now. Mm-hmm. It's like either I'm at work, she's at work, or we're, looking after a baby.
I don't want to brag, but I got a laugh out of Jack last night. I'm basically a comedian.
Do you remember what you did? Because getting a laugh out of babies can be hard sometimes.
I pretended to tickle his feet.
Ah, classic. Yeah.
And he very much enjoyed
Tell you
that.
What, if you pretend to eat them, watch out.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's real because he's 6 months old. One of my favorite things that's happened over the last month is we started giving him some foods, some solid foods. Mm-hmm. So you start with a lot of the purees and you work your way around and it's finding out how he reacts to certain things. It's good fun and I like sitting with him in his high chair and being all right, let's try this.
He's literally trying these things for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's so incredible.
I watched him have his first tantrum because he liked strawberries so much. When I would take the spoon away to get more, he'd be like, ah! And I'm like, all right, it's coming. He put the spoon in and he goes, thank you. He goes, all right. I don't know if you can throw tantrums at that age, but the other day we gave him some Weet-Bix and some some pear.
How many does Jack do?
Half. I know, he's a bit of a wuss. Brett Lee would be devastated.
He would be.
So we gave him half of a Weet-Bix, put some pear puree in there. Now, my wife all set this up. I was in the other room getting something ready. I think I was cleaning up in his room and I came back and I was like, all right, I'll give him his food. My wife's off doing something. So And he was kind of, he's like eating it and he's getting a bit distracted. Sometimes he's just not hungry. So I was like, oh, well, he's not hungry. I tried for about 10, 15 minutes and nothing. I'm like, I'm not going to force feed him. Like, I don't want to have him, because the bad thing is you don't want to create a bad relationship with like food.
Of course. Like, yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm not going to let this go to waste. Num. Not the end. Like, people eat pear puree and like Weet-Bix all the time. So I'm just like, num. And then my wife comes back and she's like, oh my God, there's so much food there. He's eating it all. I was like, oh nah, he didn't want it. He ate like a tiny bit of it. She was like, where did it all go? I was like, oh, well, I didn't want it to go to waste, so I ate it. She's like, oh, okay. There was breast milk in there.
Yes. I have been asking you for 6 months if you were going to try your wife's breast milk. Clearly, you didn't notice.
I thought the pear was off.
And you just kept eating it?
Yeah, well, it didn't taste bad. I didn't know it was in there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely not the first time that's happened to somebody, though.
No, God, no. Common.
It's not like I grabbed a bottle and
had a swig
and had a shot like I was at Lammy's. But yeah, it's there it is. It's done.
So off the almond milk now and onto the breast milk, or?
Well, I've heard that people are selling it for pretty high amounts online. A lot of bodybuilders are like getting onto it. So.
I did notice you were looking extra swole today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't, like, you know how sometimes you eat something you're like, oh, I need more of that.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a weird thing to be like craving.
You don't want more off pears?
Don't talk about my wife's breast milk like that, please. Yeah, not too bad. 4 stars. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
One of my friends that I'm going to Taylor Swift with messaged me this morning. Just the most, the best way I've ever woken up, honestly.
Okay.
She sent me a message saying, hey, got a weird one for you. Could probably talk about this on your radio show. And I always love when people start a story with that.
Oh, it's mixed bag. Sometimes I'll be like, what's the deal with the price of oranges? I'm like, all right, well, I'll definitely take that to the show.
I'm going to paint you the picture the way that my friend painted it for me.
Go for it.
She said, I was out at Officeworks picking up some office supplies for the office that she works for.
Sure.
She's like, I'm in the cable tie aisle.
They have a whole aisle?
Yeah. Yep. I'm looking at these cable ties and some guy approaches her and says, hey, do you think you'd help me out with some of these cable ties? And she's like,
I don't work here.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
I don't work here. I'm so sorry. And he said, oh, okay. No worries. You do have a beautiful smile though.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Seamless. From cable ties into smile. Just.
Well, they both bend upwards.
To which she said, thanks. And he said, can I get you a cup of coffee sometime?
Oh, wow. Not even number.
Straight
just
into it.
Into coffee.
Yeah.
Hey.
And she went, oh, that's okay. I've got a boyfriend, which she absolutely doesn't.
Oh, wow.
But
she had a real life encounter.
This is what I'm saying.
It was in the world.
I have not heard about this happening for years.
Historically, without going into who, have you said who this is just yet?
No.
Okay. Historically, because I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
This person very much has wanted to be in a relationship for a very long time.
Yes.
And she just passed on.
Well, this is why
I said, cable
tie.
This is the best story. There's a movie in this.
If it was an attractive guy that she was into, very cute.
That's all I guess that's all you've got in that moment. You've only got looks.
They could have, you know, cable ties as their wedding gifts, you know, their wedding favors.
Well, I mean, like, whatever you're into.
It could have been a very romantic start to a story, but she wasn't interested.
Right.
And so I thought on 52232955, what's the weirdest place you've been asked out on a date?
That's
because
good.
The cable tie aisle at Officeworks is not somewhere where you often go looking for romance.
I'm going to say that's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
The cable tie section of a office supplies shop. We do have a family pass to see Madam Webb, if you do give us a call right now, starring Dakota Johnson, only in cinemas from February 14. So 52232955. What's the strangest place you've been asked out at? Because that is, I'm surprised that she passed up on the, obviously, like you have the split second to make that decision of if you're going to lean in or if you're going to lean out.
I got asked for my number once when I was working lay-bys at Kmart.
They were like, I love how you return that. There was no fuss. didn't even have my receipt. You're just going off.
You don't
my
need
word.
To.
Like, that's okay. I'll just. I'm a manager, so I don't even need to get approval.
What is that? Weird.
Do you want to come over to the? Want to come over to that bin with all the coat hangers?
Oh God!
I'll show you something you can hang off. I'm 17.
I really hate that laugh.
I genuinely imagine that's something that happened to you. I wonder if the, what was that cafe that they used to have called? The Kmart
the
cafe?
What was the Kmart cafe
was
called?
Was it just the calf or something?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay. Trisha in Wallington's given us a call. Trisha, have you had someone ask you out in a very strange place?
It wasn't me, and you'll have to tell me if it's strange enough, but okay. A lady was hitting up on my husband in the aisle at Bunnings after asking how to install something.
Oh, my God. So
you're like, he can install this wedding ring on my finger. That's what he can do.
Trisha, I've heard about this happening. I've heard that girls, instead of going on dating apps, they're going to Bunnings and acting like they don't know what they need in hopes of landing a guy.
Exactly, I reckon.
Nah, that is pretty strange. Were you there when it happened, or was this he told you when he got home?
Told me when I got home. Okay. So I was very honest, luckily.
Yeah. And you were like, you're not going to Bunnings by yourself anymore.
That's right. You're going to Mitre 10 from now on. That's it. You're done. You're dusted.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
There's a man in Russia that is, I guess, caused a bit of controversy because he's used ChatGPT in a way that we didn't think anyone would.
Now, I've recently, finally, I guess, broken the seal after years and years of talking about how I didn't want to use like ChatGPT. And
finally, you've allowed AI into your life.
I've used it three times. Once to help me write something. Yep. Second, to help me name my robot vacuum at home. And third, to help me name my fantasy football team. And I.
What's the robot's name?
Rovi.
Yeah, great.
Like Wally, but Rovi. And I haven't used it, but I came up with Rovi because like all the suggestions were so bad. And then the fantasy football thing.
How bad were the suggestions?
Yeah, that was so bad. It was like it was like Suckbot 4000.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, no, thank you, ChatGPT.
Well, this man, his name is Alexander. Okay.
Ooh,
and
a Russian named Alexander. This should go well.
He programmed ChatGPT to talk to 5,239 women on Tinder on his behalf.
Oh, so like...
So
he's like, I don't have any game.
He
the
set
robots.
This program up to work as like a dating assistant for him. He matched with all these women. He started talking to them. The dating assistant organized more than 100 in real life dates, including one with a woman named Karina. And it turns out at some point he told Karina that he wasn't the one who was talking to her. And she said, does not matter. I want to marry you anyway.
The robot version of Alexander. I'll marry the internet.
Karina and Alexander have just gotten married.
Oh. But it's not him. It's like what the robot thinks it's of him.
Apparently she doesn't care.
So can you clarify something for me? So
please.
Was it, did he give the AI generator a whole bunch of information about himself?
I think
and then
so.
And then it spoke like the AI.
On his behalf.
Not like, hi, I'm robot.
No.
Jeremy, Alexander is a really good guy. He really likes it. It was like, hey.
It was, I'm Alexander.
Yeah, how you going, baby
Would
girl?
You like to go out on a date?
Let's go check out the
it
Minsk.
It talked to 5,239 women, organized 100 dates, and of those 100, he ended up proposing to Karina. I don't know how I feel about that because like.
Oh, that's where you draw the line?
Well, some of my favorite moments of like my early days with my fiance Akshay.
Yeah, scrolling back.
Was, oh my God. And I love that like the iPhone can go back that far. And like I can look at all my old messages that we sent one another where we were still trying to impress one another. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Would you scroll back? I know you said you're struggling with writing your vows and leading up to your wedding. Would you go back and like get a line like, oh, thanks for the chicken nuggets. Would you put that in the vows? Like, because I assume that was one of the first things you messaged each other about.
It was, yes. I don't know how romantic it would be.
But maybe if you train the robot well enough, it would know that about you.
Yeah.
And technically you are, like, you just wouldn't remember having that conversation with the other person.
Maybe I should use ChatGPT to help me write my vows.
You wouldn't be the first, I could guarantee it.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. That people would be doing it right now. People would be listening going, shut up. My partner's listening.
Well, I mean, if it can be a dating assistant, what can't the robots do?
hopefully take over the world.
That's fair. That is fair.
And that's where we will draw the line. We will. We'll go, all right, you can get me dates and get me married. You can name Tim's fantasy football team, but taking over the world?
No, thank you.
No, no.
No, no, no. I'm still the boss.
Bad robots. Back to your generating. How about you generate a sense of heart?
Yeah. Feelings. No, don't be doing that.
Soul. Actually, no.
Don't be doing that.
Yeah, fair enough. Name the vacuum instead.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.